Okay, great. So, hi, I'm Neil Voss, and I just joined the lab, I guess 11 months ago at this point. And it's been my job to continue where Craig's left off and move into automating the processing of RCT. So today, what I'm going to present is tilt picking, or sorry, let's get into the slide. So now, as Craig has said, you've collected your tilt pairs. In this case, we have RCT. We've collected our negative 55 degrees, or however the stage will let us go, and our 0 degrees. So what do we need to do now? We need to do particle picking, and we need to associate the particles between the two images. You got to know which one's which. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. But then also, what I'm not talking about today is the tilted CTF correction, which Nico presented nicely today. Two-dimensional alignment and classification on the second image, and that helps you use the particle pair to create your reconstruction. So, but like I said, today I'm going to be talking about the particle picking and associating the particles between them. So the relation between your two image pairs is an affine transform, which means, is simple rotation and compression. So when you tilt, the compression is the cosine of the angle, and it compresses the image, so small tilts, barely any. But as you get to higher tilts, as 60 degrees, your image is compressed actually to half the area of what it would be at 0 degrees. And also, there's a slight rotation between the images that corresponds to the tilt axis. And if you're doing film, this rotation can be even greater depending on how you place the film into the scanner and so forth. So one of the problems is, the spider, the web package is very, very powerful, and it has a tilt picker. But it's kind of old, and it hasn't been really developed lately. And I don't think the Java web includes the tilt picking features. So it's kind of been sitting there for a while. And Rademacher actually was bugging me to maybe make something a little bit nicer. So my goal was to kind of, after taking his course, was to build a new tilt picker based on the exact same interface that we have for Legendon, where you pick your holes. You should do the same thing for picking your particles. So I've done that, and I actually made it so you don't need to actually run Legendon. You can just scan your images as normal and open it up and pick particles. So let me quickly show you how this works. So here's some ribosome data that Rademacher was nice enough to loan me. So it just works where you pick your particles. These are matching pairs here. It's kind of good to pick at least five to get good statistics on your matches. So let me pick five particles. I'm getting pretty good at this now. It's been doing it a while. So then the next step is to find your tilt angle, and it's just as simple as running it. Basically, it calculates the area between all the particles, and the ratio of the areas between the two images gives you the tilt angle. But you notice here that there's blue circles that popped up, and they don't align very well to the particles right now, and that's because the rotation angle hasn't been fit. And this is film data, so there's some slight errors. So I have a least squares optimization where you can select which parameters you want to refine. So here we're just going to run it on the rotation angles, and you can see that the circles line up almost perfectly with the x's. And if you really want to get into it, you can start refining other values such as the tilt angle and just a minor shift between the two values. You can save your values here. I have some plain text file, XML, your standard spider format for continuing on the spider package, and just basically an entire dump of everything. And if you want, you can continue where you left off. You have a text file I saved earlier. Here is all your particles, and you can refine your parameters with. And here we have like a least squares value of like about one. So, and you can do this. So that's all fine. Or sorry, one other feature that I added that's not in web is I always get confused where I'm at in the image. So I just kind of wanted to mask out the areas where the stuff overlaps, which kind of helps you track things. So here's the upper corner, and there's the upper corner. Give you a guide to where you're at. So that's kind of the standard picker, and that's available to download today. I'll show the website at the end. But this isn't good enough for what we do here at AMI. So the next step was to kind of automate it. And this is a slide I presented at the Gordon conference. This is kind of a theory of mine. because it's so hard to find just the initial XY between the images. I've been playing with algorithms to do it forever. So I suggested that you just need to pick one particle on each image, and then you can import pics from a template correlation run that you did earlier. And I'm actually happy to say that it works. So I'll show you real quick here. I made sure to pick particles with big stains in them so you can kind of follow a little bit. But so I just picked one particle, and I hooked it up to a template run that I did earlier. And it's matching the particles right now. And there you go. Matched particles, and you can, you know, mask your region. The angle's already known because Legendon knew what it tilted the goniometer to, so you don't need to refine that parameter, but you can refine your tilt angles, which is pretty small with a CCD camera, and you can see your things are lined up. If your particles you don't like for an oven, you can delete them and edit them just as you can and then move on to the next image. So it does save a lot of time when you're matching particles between images. So I thought I'd show another example real quick. Yeah, well, it's not the great, you know, that's your template template matching. These particles are a little bit variable, so. But like I said, you just pick one particle and move on to the next image. I mean, the algorithm probably needs to be ported to C to go a little bit faster because it's doing all the matching in Python at the moment. But it works pretty well, so. Anyway, I guess what I'd like to say is that it's been streamlined and it stores all your information to the database. The TilPlicker is available now. You can download it. And I tried to make it really easy to install. You don't need to do any calibrations for the microscope or anything. And I tried to make it use minimal packages. It uses Python and then just three packages. NumPy, which is kind of our image processing. It's really good at doing array data. WXPython to draw the GUI. And a Python imaging library, which is able to read JPEGs and whatnot. And all these packages are available under the recent Linux distributions that many people use. So this is just a quick talk, so I'd like to thank many of the people. Michael Rademacher, who helped me with a lot. I mean, he did a lot of the theory himself, so he was very careful to tell me how to do the triangles, and I thank him for that. And so I've been trying to get him to use it, actually, as well. And also Bridget Clint, of course, who provided the funding. Scott, who initially created he held a manual picker, and I just really took off the idea and turned it into my tilt picker, and that was great. Denny and Jim are in-house programmers who I have to bug to figure out how to do things. Ed, who provided the negative stain data I picked in the pipeline and who's also been my guinea pig. It's been great. And, of course, the rest of the AMI group. Thanks. Oh, yeah. So with the web, you're required to do the 0 degree on the left and the tilt angle on the right. And here, I just let it go free. And so if you have it switched, it goes negative. Oh, that's an interesting thing, and I haven't investigated that at all. I know when we do like OTR, you know, negative 45, 45, the tilt angle is going to come out zero, right? Because the way it's basically the compression not the necessarily the total difference between the two tilts. So that's another issue is, you know, as well. So, but that's an interesting thought. Yeah.
Does this generate a spider angular file?
So yeah, it's the exact same format that Rademacher told me his spider stuff to use. For convenience, I just threw it all into one file, and I have a program that splits it up. Because I think you generate three different spider files, one with the tilting parameters and then one for the pics on the image one and image two. I throw it into one file, but it's easily split up into the three. So I'm sure there's many bugs that need to be fixed when I release it to the greater world, but you know. So but I'm happy to help out with that. So that's the kind of the whole with the automated picking. You know, you're hopefully the template was able to center in on the particle, and the parameters are just off in those places. But you know, like the carbon's also wavy and stuff too. So it doesn't account for those. It kind of gives the whole. This is related by rotations and tilt angles, and if it doesn't fit the whole grid, it doesn't fit the whole. I mean, it's essentially the same as web. So. Yeah, so in the pipeline, as we have it, you know, you specify the same low-pass, high-pass filters as well. And I was thinking of including those in a future version. It does increase the number of packages you need to have, I think. It could probably work it out to be within this case, but we use a lot of custom modules in LegendOn that I was trying to avoid having to use. So.
Thanks.